If you're looking for information today, the only thing Wikipedia will provide is the name and phone number of your congressional representative. .org versus .gov. It's Wednesday, January 18th, and this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Celeste.
Yesterday, we talked to two people who oppose SOPA. That's the Stop Online Piracy Act. Today, we'll talk to two people who support it and say it's designed to help the little guy. We're also going to stop off in South Carolina again, just 3 days from the primary vote there. And since we're talking about the internet, we're getting a lot of sponsors from you. Jim posted at Facebook about this online blackout and says, this isn't about taking a day off of the internet. This is about protesting the overreaching power of a government who has no idea how this technology works. Give us your thoughts. Since you may not be surfing, maybe you have time on your hands. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or thetakeaway.org. First, let's check in on our headlines.
And Wikipedia is at the top of the headlines. It is dark this morning. The online encyclopedia is showing a protest over two pieces of anti-piracy legislation being debated in Congress. SOPA is one. The other is an intellectual property bill called a PIPA. Advocates of the bills say laws are necessary to crack down on sales of pirated U.S. products overseas. However, opponents say the two laws will curtail all use of the internet. Wikipedia co-founder Jimmy Wales says lawmakers are trying to combat the problem in the wrong way.
A useful analogy might be if you hear that there's this great invention called the automobile, and then 2 years later you find out that the automobile is being used by bank robbers. The answer is not to regulate and ban automobiles. The answer is to deal with that problem directly.
We'll try that argument out on our guests who support the Anti-Piracy Act a little later. Other major sites like Reddit, Google, and the Huffington Post are also displaying visible forms of protest on their home pages today.
Search and recovery teams suspending operations aboard that stricken Italian cruise ship because of rough seas. None of the more than 20 missing crew and passengers were found in this latest round of searches. 11 people have been confirmed dead in the accident. Meanwhile, the ship's captain is out of jail and on house arrest following another round of questioning. Prosecutors have accused him of manslaughter and abandoning ship. The Secret Service is investigating an apparent smoke bomb thrown over the fence at the White House following a massive Occupy Wall Street rally. Thousands of protesters moved throughout Washington. Demonstrators also gathered on Capitol Hill just as the House reconvened from its winter break.
I'm protesting Congress today.
I'm protesting Congress today.
To build a new world.
To build a new world.
In the shadow of the old.
In the shadow of the old.
Power to the people.
Power to the people.
No one was arrested in that incident at the White House. The president and first lady were not at home.
Talk about collective bargaining. Signed petitions arrived by the truckload in Madison, Wisconsin, to trigger a recall election process for Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker. The president of the state's AFL-CIO union says more than a million people came on board for the recall effort.
People came together all across the state to do this, and there's going to be more than enough signatures for a recall.
Walker has come under fire from Democrats and organized labor for his successful push in the legislature, eliminating virtually all collective bargaining privileges for public workers. State election officials now starting the process of certifying those petitions. Analysts say a recall election is still months away, though. The House of Representatives expected to deny President Obama's request to raise the nation's debt ceiling. It's symbolic, though, since current law automatically increases the debt ceiling unless both houses of Congress shoot down the bill, and Senate leaders say they won't take action on the bill. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up. The Dow starts at 12,482. The S&P opens at 1,293. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,293.
So as you heard, Wikipedia is dark today, protesting SOPA. And critics say that this legislation negatively impacts some of the most popular sites on the web. And we've been asking, Wikipedia is down for the day. Where do you go to get your information? Got a source we should know about? A listener texted this, Wikipedia means nothing to me. I've never used it, so it doesn't matter to me whether it exists or not. Another listener texted this, wow, real protest is back. Way to go, Wikipedia. Give us your take and call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We're going to talk with two supporters of the bill in just a moment, and they're going to tell us why this law actually saves jobs.
Thank you. You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.